Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg here as we begin our countdown to the Canadian National Driving Championships. They're going to be held May 7th at PEI Red Shores. That's a beautiful looking facility. I have got to go there and visit. While I'm at it, I'll give a big shout out to Lee Drake and the gang there. They do a great job. One of the drivers is from as far west of PEI as you can get. BC's Dave Hudon will battle for the right to represent Canada at the Worlds later this summer. He's our guest on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. Dave Hudon has spent almost all his racing life in BC. He's amassed over $9 million in lifetime earnings over a relatively short career, and a lot of those earnings came before slots beefed up the purses. Welcome to Trot Radio, Dave Hudon.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, looking over your numbers, $9 million, you've never had a million-dollar season, yet $9 million over what, 20 years?
Yeah, pretty well around 20 years, yep.
That is consistency.
Yeah.
What's your secret?
Hard work. Just got to keep plugging along, I guess. It's called hard work.
Yeah, the harder you work, the luckier you get, right?
Well, that's what they say, and it's actually, you know what, the business has been pretty good to me, and, you know, we've had a few good horses over the years, and they all help too, right?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. I understand you've never been to PEI?
Never.
Let me tell you, you're going to love it, especially at this time of year when the weather's warming up. I was there for a two-week holiday, fell in love with the place, never got a chance to go to the races, which is my bad, but you are really going to love it. Now, have you ever driven on a half-mile track?
Years ago, the old Fraser Downs used to be Cloverdale Raceway.
Right.
And Cloverdale Raceway was a half-mile track. Actually, I held the track record on a half-mile track on a horse by the name of JJ's On the Move. And it was a track record of 55-2.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for a half-miler.
Yeah.
When was this back in, the late 80s? Or?
This was in 1993.
Wow. Obviously, you know, with a 5/8 track, you've got a bit more, not time necessarily, but you've got a bit more room to work with. What are some of the things that you adjust when you're going from a 5/8 to a half-miler, which you haven't driven on in a long time, I take it?
No, I haven't driven it for a while, no, exactly. But you see, our track at Fraser Downs here, it is, I mean, really, lots of the guys have never really got away from the half-a-mile driving, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, let's put it this way. It's got to be 90% of the horse. I don't care, right?
Well, sure.
And if I'm driving on a half-mile track, I want a horse that's got some speed, you know?
Well, and you have to have a nimble type of individual. You don't want a big guy out there in a half-mile track.
Well, if you're going to have a big guy on a half-mile track, you better be tough.
Yeah, be able to take those tight turns. You know, you're right about Fraser Downs. The racing I've seen from there has the same kind of flow, more like half-mile racing.
Yeah, because, you see, we got to leave so hard, and then we leave into a half-mile turn, right? Because when they made it from a half-mile to 5/8 track, is they made the one turn bigger, but they could never doctor the turn, the turn that we leave into. So everybody's got to leave so hard to try to get a spot, you see?
Right. So you should adjust quite well.
I think I'll do fine. Is there a passing lane? There's no passing lane, is there?
I don't think there is, and
there,
pardon my ignorance. I'm pretty sure there isn't. Perhaps our friends from PEI or somebody in our listening audience can set the record straight for us. So, no, Fraser Downs, I just added a passing lane.
We just added a passing lane, and, I mean, it's, you know, I've won as many as I've lost, you know. You know what I mean?
What's your take on that? I mean, you know, technically it's not really a mile race if you use a passing lane, is it?
Well, probably not.
No. Do you think it rewards bad driving?
Well, I think what it does is it might keep your 30 or 50 to 1 shot in along the pylons instead of be out and going, right?
Yeah, well, the bettors love it because their biggest complaint about harness racing is that, you know, their horses get boxed in. And this is something that's always driven me crazy. What, thoroughbreds don't get boxed in? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Betters are funny that way, but hey, you gotta love them. Tell us about the situation in BC, Dave. I mean, there have been better days.
There's been much better days. Last year when the government took over, you know, we we were allotted 10 months of racing, and things were good. I mean, things were great, you know. Mm-hmm. 10 months of racing, and even if we only went, you know, 2 days a week, but things were good. And now the government's took over, and somebody has put in the government's head, along with Great Canadian, which, as far as I'm concerned, Great Canadian is no good.
Mm.
Our partner is no good for us at all. And that's our partner, Great Canadian Casino.
Right.
And I guess Great Canadian Casino has put in the government's head that overlap racing does not work because they're racing at Hastings Park, right?
Right.
In Vancouver.
Right.
And, I mean, we beg to differ, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, it seems kind of odd because, you know, as much as you'd like to think that we can attract a thoroughbred betting crowd, there are distinct lines between the two. And you're talking about a huge metropolitan area in Vancouver, surely.
Yeah.
It can support the two at once.
I would think so, you know. But, you know, it's me and somebody else had a conversation there the other day about this. And you know what? The thoroughbreds have always, not only in Vancouver, but I'm going, like, right across Western Canada. The thoroughbreds have always been, they think, king of sports, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if we want to do anything in Vancouver, we have to get together. But, I mean, the thoroughbreds have always had it everything they wanted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, just for instance, in B.C., when do we race? We race October, November, December, January, February, March.
Yeah, so, what do you do for the rest of the year?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, like, when I get back from PEI, I'm headed to Alberta to go race at Lacombe, which is not the answer to harness racing, but I mean, I have to go somewhere, right?
Sure.
In order to keep moving, you know? I mean, between me and the wife and our young son, I mean, we think we own, like, 10 together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they still eat.
Yeah. Yeah, they still have to eat.
They still eat, and them bills keep coming in, no matter if you're shut down or not.
Well, that's one thing about people in our sport. They're a very resilient bunch, and they know how to make do. And somebody with your success and your talent is bound to get through this, at least we hope, whether there's a great Canadian there or not at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck out there, Dave, really. Thanks for talking to us here on Trot Radio. I hope you didn't get the wrong idea about rewarding bad driving. I just found that the passing lane always to be a bit of a bug in my bonnet, I guess. But
right.
It certainly
right.
wouldn't be through bad driving on your part because you've won a lot more races than me.
I mean, I've won. I've heard that same issue. You know, they say, well, the bad drivers got up there because they never moved, and it's right. But you know what? The bottom line, at the end of the day, at the end of the payday, it's all what you're driving anyways. Sometimes them horses need a break too, right?
Sure. And, you know, how many times have you seen a horse with lots of pace coming up the passing lane and then look the other horse in the eye anyway and then back down? So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't know. I don't know if I'm for it or I'm against it. But, you know, like I said, over the years, before when it was a half-mile track here with the passing lane, I went a lot of races up the passing lane, you know.
Sure. Sure.
But I probably had the best horse, too.
Well, takes a little bit of both, my friend. Get him out in PEI, will you?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Great talking to you. Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.